such a sad time, but now as an adult, now that I know that these men and these women who have served our country is just, their work was done and they've gone on to do the Father's work. So, you know, when I begin to think of it in terms like that, it didn't seem so sad. It just seems like it's a celebration of those lives. And it's grown in the United States. Now I know whenever I go back to Indiana, it's like a family reunion at the cemetery. Everybody's talking to everybody and meeting and seeing people they hadn't seen in years. And South Bend is a small town, so I hope that goes on in some form or fashion here in Missouri. Originally, it was called Decoration Day. After the Civil War in 1868, a Grand Army of the Republic, an organization of Union veterans, established a time to go and decorate the graves of the war dead with flowers. Now it's grown into a huge, huge day. And we all celebrate, we all honor. Do we have veterans in the room today or anyone who is serving military or sir? Well, we want to thank you for your service. Okay, there's so many things going through my mind, so I need to focus and get centered. I know of myself, I can do nothing. It's the Christ within who does the work. So I set myself aside this morning and let Spirit do what it will through me. In Ecclesiastes, verse 3 and 1, it reminds us that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. So the experiences that occur in our lives are, they're here for what? For us to learn and to grow and to evolve as spiritual beings. It is said, nothing happens by accident. And I think that when you think of the things you've been through, if you look very closely into them, you realize that each of these experiences reveal a path, that they reveal a divine purpose that we can use to live a fuller and enriched life. So my friend up here looks pretty peaceful, doesn't he? Yeah. But this says, they say there's a tiger around here and the tiger's clinging to the man's leg. Save me. And don't sometimes we think like that? Don't we think, save me from this experience? When I talk about tigers today, I'm talking about those challenges, those opportunities that come to us, those experiences that we walk through. Some of them are painful, aren't they? And then some of them are very gentle messages. But I believe, I'm a firm believer, that everything works together for the good of those who walk in this spirit path. Sometimes, I read an article, and in the article it said, Daniel Ribant said, sometimes the challenges we encounter seem like long, dark tunnels. Yet, every tunnel has a light at the end of it. Now, I don't know about you, but coming up, I've had people tell me that light at the end is the train. But I'm not thinking in terms of that this morning. That light at the end of that tunnel is the daylight. It's the awakening. It's the gift that once you come through the darkness, you can bask in the light. That light represents a gift. Whatever it is we are to learn or to heal from or to change, that's what our experience comes to tell us. Now, we can stay in that tunnel moaning and groaning about how dark it is, how uncomfortable it is, or we can continue on, and the darkness will pass as we move through the light and as we gratefully receive the gift at the end of the tunnel. Now, my lesson this morning, embrace the tiger, climb the mountain. The dictionary definition of embrace is to accept readily. Well, some of them, the ones that are good for this lesson. To accept readily, or to avail oneself of something, such as to embrace an opportunity, or to accept or to include, and of course, the one we're big on around here, to hug. We know about a lot about that one. At the beginning of the year, when we took the class, The Eye of the Storm, we were reading, and this phrase came to me, and I couldn't let it go. Embrace the tiger, climb the mountain. And it grabbed me, and I thought, what a perfect theme for a lesson. I did a little research, and it's a Chinese saying from martial arts or Tai Chi. I'm not very much into that type of exercise, but this struck me as the tigers in our lives, we all have them. They're those opportunities that come to us. Now, what have we been taught in the past? To fight or resist, right? We get a cold, fight that cold. We get cancer, fight that cancer. Something happens to us and we go to court and fight, fight, fight. But I want to propose another idea this morning. And this is to lift ourselves above the appearance of what is going on. To walk the talk that we talk. To be an expression of divine energy. Instead of thinking, oh, here's a mountain, I get to climb the mountain. I get to take a look at this from a higher perspective. To look beyond the appearance and to go to the highest peak where that Christ resides, where all there is to know is, to that level where we live, move, and have our being. The tigers in our lives, trust me, they only have the power that we give them. Sometimes we give them more credit than they deserve. You ever hear anyone, oh, she kept me from getting that promotion? Wow, that's really giving somebody some power. Often when we look back, we discover that the things that we've walked through, the challenge, the opportunities that we've walked through, were just that, opportunities that deepened our awareness of the conqueror within us. Greater is that is within you than all of this that we see out here in this universe we call Earth. I have, you know, every time I get up here, I have an opportunity along the way to experience my talk. I had an opportunity to grasp what it really meant to embrace the tiger. I have a fear of storms. And coming up, oh, that fear, it would grip me even at the first sound of thunder. Well, I realized how much I have grown because I was coming from St. Peter's one day on my way to church to teach lessons in truth. And the tornado siren went off. I'm in the car On 94, anybody been on 94 between 3:30 and 5? Oh my gosh. Stuck in traffic and the tornado siren is going off. So, off in the distance, it was turning real dark, and when I left home, the sun was shining. And the radio said, folks in St. Charles and surrounding area, take cover immediately, and my heart went bloop. I thought, oh my God. And then I remembered, embrace the tiger. I remembered, I'm on the way to teach lessons in truth. I need to stand in my truth right here today. And I said, here is your tiger, the perfect opportunity to experience embracing it. Now, I'm not talking about being happy that I was stuck in the middle of a severe storm, a storm that in the past paralyzed me. But remember the definition I gave you, avail oneself of. I have an opportunity to embrace this. I embrace the experience. How? By knowing it has no power over me. I embrace the idea that there is nothing to fear. The song came to me, His Eye is on the Sparrow. And oh, wow, I sung like a beautiful choir. And anyone hearing me sing would say, what? But that's how we begin to embrace experience. Gather up that spiritual energy that is moving in and through you always. Call it, pull it in, and walk through. I affirm divine energy is moving through me, making safe and secure my way. That's an affirmation you can take with you. Divine energy is moving through me, making safe and secure my way. And you know what? Just as I got to church, it rained buckets. And the hail came, I don't mean H-E-L-L, I mean H-A-I-L. The hail came down in big chunks. But you know what? I was safe under the porch, looking out at the storm. And a sense of calm came over me. Now, how do we get to the point of embracing all experiences, even the tough ones? How do we get to that point? Most of us probably have fought tigers all our lives and have the scars and the bruises to show for it. There is a main ingredient you must have in order to embrace your experiences. You must also remember to climb the mountain. Now, those who have been studying, what is the mountain? The mountain is that place of higher states of consciousness. That's a place where we're lifted. That's a place where we gather the energy we need to move through any storms in our lives. That's a place where we touch spirit. I'm not going to dignify you with how the video did the thing, the embrace the tiger, climb the mountain. But I do want you to kind of visualize, because I kind of used it to my benefit. In embracing the tiger, I pull in all that is in that moment. And I take it to my heart and up the mountain. And that settles me into a place of calmness, a place of peace. You know, it's not easy to think on these terms. It's not easy to get here. It's not easy to embrace opportunities as they come to you. But we have to lift our consciousness. We have to learn to do that. Jesus was our way shower. He is our example. In the Garden of Gethsemane, what did he do? He prayed. He surrendered. He let Spirit guide him through what it was he was to do. In Eric Butterworth's book, Discover the Power Within You, he writes, Jesus made the great discovery of his divinity. He is trying to help us realize that there is always a great potential of strength within us, even in times of perceived weakness. He is telling us that if we are upset over something that someone has done or said or whatever, our upset indicates that we have been in an error state of consciousness, that we have been in that fallen state. Did you ever think about that? That this is why our things, this is some of why things occur in our lives, to teach us, to lead us, to put us back on that path. Eric Butterworth goes on to write, Jesus says, turn the others to the other side of your nature. You are both human and divine. There is that in you that is always poised and peaceful, that knows your spiritual unity with God, and that cannot be taken from you. When you stand in that knowing, when those opportunities flood, you can take that deep breath, embrace the experience. You know, I used to spend a lot of time wondering, why is this happening to me? Why have I drawn this to me? Okay, what am I thinking? You know, at some point in time, you grow in your spiritual maturity and you begin to let go of the whys and realize that this experience is here. I'm going through it. It's fire. It's hot. It's burning. But you know what? I'm not alone. I am not alone. God is, we said it this morning, omnipotent. I personally do not believe there is anything greater than God, and I practice that in my life and in my daily living. Sometimes people will say, oh, she's too calm. You must not care. But you know what? I'm in my heart space, and I know that whatever it is, it's going to be all right. That light at the end of the tunnel, that's the daylight. That's the light of the Christ. That's that light is that's going to come, and I'm going to let it explode from within and lighten my path. And that's so wonderful. Practice, practice, practice. How do we prepare for embracing the tigers in our lives? How do we prepare for climbing that mountain and realizing that we're up at that highest peak? We do that by practicing one presence, one power, active in the universe and in my life until what? It becomes a natural response in whatever it is that you're going through. It doesn't mean that the tigers aren't going to show up, that they're not going to come around. It doesn't mean that, but it does mean that when you see them for what they are, and, you know, everything works together for your good. Whatever it is, take it in, don't suppress it, but feel it for what it is. And know that there is nothing that is greater than the Spirit of God within you. And when you stand in that, take that deep breath, climb that mountain and look at that from the high place, you'll begin to see that Spirit is moving you through this experience. You know, most of us paddle upstream, don't we? We just paddle in that water and go against and resist all the things that come to us. But think about going with that flow and seeing where it takes you. Resting and trusting in the Spirit that is moving around and moving you forth in that energy of God. And I tell you, there'll be much different outcomes. Key ingredients necessary for spiritual growth, need I even say it? Prayer and meditation. Making that connection, because that makes you strong. It gives you strength. It lets you know who you are. You are a spiritual being moving through these human experiences. And there is something in you that is eternal. I'd like to think I could stay in this body, but I know I'm probably going to be off into another one. But there's something eternal in you that moves on and on and on. So embrace that. Embrace the fact that you are a spiritual being. In the eye of the storm, it asks this question. How do we embrace the tiger and return to the mountain? The answer lies in your knowing your wholeness and your worth. Your knowing your wholeness and your worth. Consider the lilies of the field, how they toil, they spin not. They're fed, and so are you, and so are you. So, go out today, embrace those tigers, climb those mountains, and know that you can go in the peace and the tranquility, surrounded in the essence and the power of God. Bless you. And now just take a moment and take a deep breath. And you know, we're good at visualizing. Visualize yourself just embracing all that is. All those opportunities in your life, all those things that have come to teach you, to heal you, to lift you up. I invite you to close your eyes or focus on the candle up here. Find you a focus point and then begin your journey inward. Take that deep breath, hold it, and release. And again, breathe and hold and release. Our daily word today had a very good message. It was, I rely on the strength of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I won't leave you alone. We're not disconnected. But the Comforter in you will lead and guide and show you the way from this point on. So we relax in this moment right here, right now. We relax and thank the Comforter for coming in and showing itself, for us coming to the awareness that it is in us now. And we breathe in and breathe out and rest and trust and go with the flow down this inward path. And we come to a point where we see that light. We see that light beckoning us, opening its arms. And we step into our inner chamber and we are enfolded in that presence and power. and that light and that warmth. And in this moment, we know, as the psalmist said, be still and know that I am God. I am that resides in you always. I am that brings you forth. I am that allow you these moments of full awareness of who you truly are. So take a moment, feel, experience, open your arms and your heart to that light within, and rest in the quiet. I am that I am. And we can say that also. I am that I am. Connected, plugged in, fully charged. So as we prepare our minds and our hearts to return to the presence of this room, we do so knowing we are new creatures in Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, able to move mountains. And for this, dear God, we are truly grateful. We are truly grateful that there is nowhere we can be that your spirit and movement and activity is not within us. It's always there. So we thank you, God. We thank you for one another. We thank you for this church. And we thank you for all those who have gone before us, paving the way. And for this, we are truly grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we end this time together by reciting the prayer that Jesus the Christ gave us. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Hallelujah. Alleluia.